Oh, the Serpanity. This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network on the Extraterrestrials and Science feed. And the topic is Project Serpo, Revelation or Hoax. Oh, my. And, it just keeps getting more interesting here. Again, I'm looking at the story of the story. Frankly, you know, the Project Serpo story itself seems kind of bogged down by a lack of additional information. But, oh, that doesn't keep the drama from marching right along now, does it? So as I'm reporting this, it's February 2nd, 2006, and it's just about 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And before logging off this morning, oh, I'm just following this thread so closely. It's so much fun. The staff posed a question for members. Close the Serpo thread? And looking through this thread, and by the way, my vote for that was no, I don't think we should close the Serpo thread. However, looking through this vote thread and that that skeptic posted here, just look at the responses. You know, you go down the list, it's yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And everybody's got what I think are pretty good reasons. And, I think that the staff should keep the thread open. But you know what? I think this, if you look through this question for members thread, it gives you a great example of just how tough it can be to run a website like this, because there are so many different opinions and you're not going to satisfy everyone. and so, just recently, in fact, looking at page 196, the administrative staff AboveTopSecret.com at 9 o'clock, I think it was 9 o'clock my time this morning, posted an important notice. It says later today, there will be an important update related to this thread. And the staff has apparently decided that the thread will remain open and discussion will continue. But they're going to try and help things gain a tighter focus through some refined discussion protocols specific to this giant thread. So that's what the three amigos are saying. That's the guys that own the site. Now, of course, any conspiracy theorist worth their salt is going to say, aha, yes, of course, the staff is trying to control and manage the discussion and, have complete direct control over where it goes. Well, yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it. But come on, look at this thread. I don't think, and again, maybe people might wonder why I'm such a booster for the ATS staff. There's a lot of reasons. I've been here for a little while, a year and a half. I've seen how these guys operate. And I think probably the biggest thing for me was when I was a counselor. And I was just a counselor for one term. It was a few months. But I got a chance to get a better view of what they're like behind closed doors. Now, I didn't have access to the Cosmic Forum, and I don't know exactly what goes on in the Cosmic Forum. But looking at how they talked about the complaints behind the scenes, some of the stuff that we talked about in the staff pub behind the scenes, it really, really opened my eyes as to how the people, the admins and the moderators, what they're like, behind the spotlight, and what they're like, when the public isn't looking. And you know what? They're the same. I don't see any duplicity here. And I saw that a lot of discussions behind the scenes, especially in the complaints forum, that really what I felt gave me a lot of insights into the thinking of the people of the site. And that's why I'm such a fanboy, because you know what? They rock. I'm not afraid to say it. I think the ATS staff kicks ass. So for those that want to ascribe sinister motives to the staff for why they think that there needs to be something done to manage this, let's remember that it is their job as the people that run this website they're the editors of this website. And as editors, this is what the terms and conditions say. It's their job. They decide how they want this information to be organized. And I think that's an important job. Now, I might not agree with how they decide to do that all the time, but you know what? They do a better job than I do. You don't even want to know what my computer looks like. But anyway, there's going to be some changes. And I think that's actually a good decision. I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, yeah, wouldn't it be nice if maybe we could establish some kind of reasonable ground rules for the Serpo thread, the big thread, and how it's going to keep going, because it really is just the signal to noise ratio on the thread is getting to be very low. So I say yes. I think this is a great decision. I'm glad to see that the staff has decided to keep the thread open. I think that's a good call. I'm also glad to see that the staff is going to assert some of its moderator power and try and at least make sure that all the people that have something useful to say can say it. Now, of course, what's useful and what's not, people can argue about that. But based on what I've seen so far, I'm pretty comfortable with what the staff is, you know, what they will decide is going to be useful. I am sure that Bill Ryan is not going to be stifled. He's not going to be suppressed. Anyone that wants to, you know, say that ATS is a disinfo site that's trying to shut people down and you know censorship and all that kind of crap, hey, I don't think that's what we're going to see here. And you know, maybe we can actually get to the meat of some things. I'm seeing a lot of good questions being asked that just aren't being addressed. And this sort of cherry picking, you know, is problematic. Maybe we can pin down some stuff here. And so, you know, looking through, you know, just some things that stick out. It looks like Bill's feeling a little set upon by some of the members, and he's suggesting that some are on the edge of being banned. Bill, dude, that's for the staff to decide. You know, if you do think that you're being harassed by certain members and stuff like that, my advice, rather than make it kind of a public drama issue in the Serpo thread, is send a gripe. You know, if a member is if you think a member is violating the terms and conditions and stalking you or anything like that, just send a gripe to the staff and alert them to that. They'll look into it. And if they think that there's some merit to it, they will do what they think's right. So don't worry about that, Bill. I think that the staff wants to make sure that you're given an environment, not just because you're Bill Ryan, but because you're an AboveTopSecret.com member. Okay, and I think that they're going to do everything they can to make sure that you get your information out, which is, you know, when you think about it, that basically puts them on your side, at least as far as getting the information out. There's a lot of skepticism on the part of a lot of members, myself included, but that's one thing I hope we can distinguish here, is that while I think that Project Serpo is a hoax, you know, I'm not absolutely convinced, leave the door open, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just saying it really has all the hallmarks of it. I still think that there's some benefit to discussing it, if for no other reason, so that we can better understand how hoaxes work. Now, you know, other people could disagree. Obviously, we do. Look at how people responded when the staff consulted the membership on the question of whether we should close the Serpo thread. And I would just like to point out, they asked. Okay, now the decision's theirs. They didn't have to ask us at all, but they did at least look for some feedback, and this apparently informed the decision they made. So anyway, I'm seeing more of this stuff going round and round, you know, the yawn posts. Come on, folks. If you don't have anything actually pertinent to say about the Serpo, you know, the Serpo issue itself, then don't say it. You know, the thread's plenty big enough. There's plenty of other places to post. And, you know, maybe that goes for me too, but there's some stuff I want to find out. I'm not interested so much in the gravity of Serpo. What I'm interested in is, you know, what about, why is Bill taking, you know, stepping out of his professed role of being a, you know, messenger and actually being a promoter for this? I mean, look at what he's saying. He's saying the core story is true. He's defending all these things about the story. Why? You know, Bill, if you're not that invested in the story being true or false, then why are you doing this? You know, and these are the kinds of questions I'm interested in seeing the answers to. So anyway, let's see how this goes with the staff. I'm going to take a look at some of this and some of the other issues that are out there. One of the things about the Serpo thread that I find interesting is that it inspires, in my case at least, thought on a lot of other issues, particularly such things as the media spotlight, disinformation, the nature of hoaxes, why there are hoaxes, and why the UFO community is so rife with hoaxes. And, you know, as I learn more about that and bring that back to the Serpo thread, it just makes things stand out in greater relief. Anyway, this has been another Ramblecast from your buddy, Magic, at AboveTopSecret.com. Until next time, be well, friends.